Oh, wait, hold up. I got to mute my phone. Quiet on set.
Yeah, quiet on set.
Hello, everybody. That was very abrupt.
Very aggressive.
How are we today?
We're doing good. How are you, Taylor? Introduce yourself.
Good. I'm excited.
I love that. I am too. Yes. But as usual, that's Haley Canant over there.
And that's Austin Flex over there.
And today we're joined by the very lovely Taylor Olson. She's one of our friends, and she was actually the one who suggested we do the Aurora Hammer murders for episode 7.
Yes, good pick. Yes.
So definitely go check that out. But she's here with us live today, and that's fantastic.
Yes. From Colorado, actually. She's all the way in Colorado.
How are you?
Yo.
I love that.
Today, we are going to be doing an interview, and we're like, it's the same format as what we did with Ari. Mm-hmm. We're going to just do like a little short introductory precursor interview so that you guys can get to know Taylor a little bit. Our first question. So what have you been up to in Colorado? We have them
and also like introduce yourself.
Yeah.
What have I been up to? I recently got a new job. I'm now baking versus, I'm in the culinary field. I went to culinary school down here in my area and was working as like a line cook for a year or so. And then I just switched over to a micro bakery, which is a little teeny tiny baby bakery that
I love that though.
Like pastries basically in these microwave shaped ovens.
That's so cool though. I love that.
Yeah.
So sick.
I was just gonna say that like it's kind of nice to see you like doing your thing, like you're in your career, you're like out there being a chef, being a chef,
a chef.
Not a chef yet,
we'll be there.
Yeah, but
I don't know, I'll be figuring out myself and figuring out what I want to do currently. I can't say what I'm doing, and I can't say that I'm figuring out what I want to do in my life, because that's probably going to change in like, 5 months?
Yeah. Who knows? Me. Literally, though.
Yeah. But yeah, that's mostly what I've been up to.
Hell yeah.
I love that, though. So I have a question that I know the answer to, but I just want to talk about it. Do you believe in the supernatural?
Oh! Okay. So I'm actually quite, it's so easy to like tell that I'm agnostic when I like talk about this kind of stuff, because I'm so good. So I personally have never experienced any like supernatural things happen to me. I do believe in a lot of energies, but I personally have a very difficult time in like believing in like demons and like,
yeah.
Evil energy is solely out to get you, because I believe that all of nature, like we're all connected to like the earth and like other, like I don't know, we know that trees have like souls, and or not souls, but they have energy, and they like stay and make music, and like with any plants, and like we all are connected energy wise but I don't know if there's like demons out possessing people really, or if it's just people's brains being super like powerful of convincing themselves, you know?
Yeah. Right. Well, and like for me, because I'm along the same lines, like we're all connected. Like I am someone who believes in like what's called like the universal mind, which is this like consciousness that exists literally everywhere all the time. And in believing that, it's kind of like taken evil forces away, because nothing in the universe is really good or bad. It just is.
Yeah.
And like the universe isn't going to try to make everything nice for you. Like we're here to learn something, but the contrast is what teaches us. Like the bad between the good is what teaches us things. And like, we have to decide that for ourselves. So I like, don't think that there is objective evil.
Yeah. And I'm like a firm believer of like, everything happens for a reason. Like there's no explaining it, whether someone gives you closure or not. Like things just happen. Yeah. You know, well, even like, as shitty as it is.
Even the shitty shit. Like, wow, I just said this so many times.
Shitty shit.
Shit.
I think that even like the really hard shit, because like last year I had like a mental breakdown for like 6 months straight, and like it completely just like reset everything in my life. Mm-hmm. But I think I needed that. Like, I think it set me on a good path, and I think that I was going down the wrong path before that, and now I just needed something big enough to completely reset my view on everything.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with that, because like I was going through a rough time with COVID and everything. I was living off of like such a short amount of money in a new state, and it was terrifying. At least just the last few days I was going to be there, and it all happened at once. The check that I was living off of for such a long period of time, and I was also living off of money that I saved up and then tax return. So it's like, obviously living off of that little bit of money doesn't get you really nowhere. And it's kind of scary when you don't have your parents around. You just have two people with you that you only know.
Yeah.
So coming back, even though it was crappy and shitty as it was, because it's kind of I kind of felt like I failed at life. Like, I was like, I was supposed to go to cosmetology school. I was supposed to start my life. Like, I'm making my parents proud. I was making so many people proud. But I also didn't listen to like the people that were like, hey, I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
But like, at the end of the day, my parents were there. They tried to be there as best as possible. I had a good support system, and also strive and like want to come back, because not only that, like he was also going through a rough time as well. So it was just like, it feels good to be back.
Yeah.
And I feel better in the end, like with my decision.
I also am a firm believer of your life. Your job isn't to make literally anybody else proud. It's to make yourself proud and
make yourself happy.
Yeah. Literally, like, I don't give a fuck who is proud of me. And like, I know my parents are, but like, if they weren't, I would still be doing what I'm doing. Like,
yeah,
like that's not going to stop me.
Yeah. And like, I guess to tie like both of those things together, like life is about like learning your own experiences. So like you doing that isn't particularly like, it's, you know, difficult to see in the time, but not thinking it's a failure, but like it's just a lesson. Like, I, you know, like you're learning all the time. Nobody knows what they're doing. We're all just, nobody's lived life before. Like, nobody's experienced. Like, we're all just beings like bumping into each other, like learning. And like, I mean, everybody else has their own shit going on. Nobody really, like, not saying nobody cares, but like,
no one takes in consideration that sort of.
No, I totally get what you mean, though. But, like, I don't know. We all have our own little worlds going on in our heads, and we're all still just on ourselves, which is good, because
you should care about yourself and, like,
you're the one and only person that's going to be with you for your entire life, so you kind of got to learn to love yourself and, like, learn to be with yourself.
Yeah. Well, and, like,
make yourself happy.
The way that we kind of dipped into this in Ari's interview too, but like the way that I view like the structure of the universe is because like I'm spiritual now, so not religious, but somewhere in between like atheist and religious. But I think that like we existed before this life and will exist afterwards. And I think that we came into this life with like an intention of learning a specific thing.
Yeah.
And everything that happens to you is building towards that lesson.
Yeah.
And like, no matter how shitty it is, no matter how bad it is, I think everything's building to like teach you one whole lesson at the end. And I'm fucking fine with that. Like, I'm down.
Yeah.
Honestly, we could just be existing with no lesson, and we just exist because we evolved to it too. Like,
yeah, it could be that too.
Literally.
And with both things, like, you just got to take life as it goes, because like if there's no meaning, well, I mean, you're not going to really change anything. So you might as well just keep going. But if there if we do have an intention here, the bad part is part of it. And like, you can't learn the whole lesson without the bad part. So I'm down taking the bad part so I can learn that whole lesson when I die.
Yes.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And like, I definitely know that like when you're in the bad shit, it doesn't feel like that. But like looking back on it, it's a lot easier to say like that was the lesson than it is like when it's actively happening.
And like I told Austin about this mentality that I heard of. It's just like, because I have a lot of anxiety. Having anxiety disorder is great, you know, and I don't really like pay attention to it enough until the point, like, let's say I'm panicking or I'm stressing out about something and I'll tell myself, will this matter to you in the next 5 years? No.
Right.
Generally, yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Like nobody, like, I'm sorry, but like, unless you have a stalker, nobody is spending their whole day thinking about all your fuck ups. Like,
yeah, not really. If they are, they're.
Unless he's like learning your whole routine to freaking get in a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, that's yeah. creepy. That's some literally new shit. So
literally that confession. Fucked. It's all fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're really yeah. fascinating though. And I want to like pick at those people's brains.
Literally.
I just want to talk to people.
I just want to have a conversation. Therapy session, maybe.
It would be fantastic to just like be able to just like connect with other people's minds and just like see what's going on. Because I would just like, I'd go back in time and I'd fucking read like the minds of like Jeffrey Dahmer and like the fucking Zodiac.
Yes.
I want to be inside the mind of the Zodiac. How the fuck did he never get caught?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if I had that power, I could figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would just go to the time that one of the murders took place and just watch and be like, oh, it's that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
You know what's even worse? What if you found out that none of them were actually connected? It was just a trend in murders at that time. Whoa. It was
just the copycat murders. Like,
yeah. It was just like one person that did it. And then another person saw it and did it too. And then it got in the news. And then people were like, oh, well, I'm going to do that. Like,
yeah.
Have you heard of the theory? Like, literally, people do think that there is a chance that the murders just happened and then the letter wasn't even. The chance of the fact that the letter wasn't actually connected to the actual murders. And it was just somebody, like, fucking with the police. And it was just like, I'm gonna take responsibility for this, or I'm going to fuck with them a little bit. And they send them a note. And it really wasn't the
Yeah. Well, because even like they know details that like they shouldn't be able to know, but also there are ways of finding shit like that out.
Yeah.
Like, what if it was a cop? What if the Zodiac was a cop? Like, he would know all the details because he's investigating it. So, like, he could easily like fake the letters.
Kind of like, I believe,
innocent cop could fake the letters. That's what I was.
Yeah. Because, like, isn't the last movie Jigsaw or like, isn't the guy who's like behind all of it around and they just never realized it? I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's
Have been police serial killers who like were active police officers and also serial killers at the same time. Yeah, they end up being kind of successful actually because they know how to evade the police. But
it's horrible.
Yeah, so literally, crazy. If they got called to their own murder scene, they could just fucking contaminate all the evidence. Just get all touchy-feely with all the evidence. This question just says your dreams, but now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of want to know about, like, your dreams.
What? What's your dreams like, about? Yeah, like,
okay, so I was going to say, I keep a dream journal, or do you mean, like, my dreams and aspirations in life?
I feel like aspirations, and then we might dip into your dreams, because, like, I want to know.
Okay.
I don't remember any of my dreams, so I find dreams very fascinating.
Dreams are super fascinating.
I love it.
The most recent one was funny. But I don't have any dreams or aspirations. I do, but like I also don't. I like don't have any plans of like what I eventually want to do in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now I'm just trying to learn and absorb and get as much experience in the career like field right now that I can. I think eventually like owning like a coffee shop and a bakery would be kind of sick, but also like who knows if I'll ever get to that or if something completely changes and I'm going to get into a different career field or something, you know?
Life is down
and I'm ready to play and explore.
Yeah.
Well, and like, I don't know. We're all so young that like, you don't have to know what you want to do for the next 50 fucking years. Yeah. I can't even wrap my brain around 50 years. Like,
yeah.
It's such an American like mentality to like be like, you have to choose one career field and stick with it and that's the rest of your life. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking lame.
So stupid. It's so pointless because it's like,
well, and like,
why?
With us, like,
camera,
we're kind of in the same boat because like, dreams wise, like short term, I want to start doing this like full time.
I've always wanted to be YouTuber slash something influencer, but I don't want to like influence people. It's just like I just want to entertain. Yeah, I want to entertain and create content for people and just to make people happy. That's literally our only motive here, really. And just be happy. And like, this is nice.
I just want to be able to afford doing it full time. Like, I just want to make this my job. And like short term, that's all I want to do. But like long term, I'm like, I have no fucking clue what's going to come after that. Like,
that's why once this does blow up, I hate saying blow up, but like once it starts like getting there, I'm going to college.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go to college too, because like you never know what's going to come next. And honestly, it might be nice because like I might go into like a business degree or a like sound engineering degree or like a film degree. Mm-hmm. And then I could actually apply that and we could become like a production company on top of being a podcast.
Yeah.
Because like practice and get experience continuously while like building your guys' like platforms and like,
And I'd be learning how to do it like for real. Like if you started making music and like we did a music video, I would actually know how to direct that. Like I would actually be able to put it together.
Yeah. And like with the internet, freaking opportunities are endless, dude, especially with like TikTok. It's insane.
Well, and like there's never, you can never have too many influencers. Like I feel like it's not possible to have like too many. Okay, this is the one that I'm really fucking excited for because you have such a unique aesthetic.
Yes.
I just want you to like describe your aesthetic and how the fuck do you curate your fucking wardrobe? Because
like your style, your hair too. I fucking love it.
I see like literally what you're wearing right now. I'm like, how did she think of that? Where the fuck did she find that?
Yeah.
So this top is from the Classic Rock Coffee in Mandan, North Dakota.
Oh.
This is fucking lingerie.
Yes, ma'am. I've worn lingerie.
Literally a vibe. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, for a long time, I didn't understand my style and never happened. Like, didn't know where a lot of my inspiration came from, like, specifically this little period of my life. Because before, I was, like, a little hippie in senior year, and then I was pretty, pretty freaking punk and emo, like, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was, I don't know. A lot of it comes from, like, 90s inspired. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, also, I made the realization that a lot of it is from, like, Pink.
Yes, I love Pink.
Growing up, I used to love her so much and like want to be like her. And then I saw like a photo of her the other day and I was like, whoa, that's probably why I dress the way I dress.
I love that.
That's why I'm a lesbian. No. Literally, I'm sorry, but just like punk women, straight.
I love when women just. Women.
Literally, women.
Our final question is, should we discuss how we all hated each other at different points in time?
Okay, let's talk let's talk about how we met and then that.
Okay. Who met first?
Who?
I think you guys met first, right?
Yes.
Because I met you end of eighth grade. So like your freshman year.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
We met each other freshman year.
Yes, definitely met you through, as ironic as it is through.
Because do you know, I remember very specifically our, like, one of our close interactions together.
Yeah, same. It was very, I was just like, I've never seen her before. And then I remember asking, I was like, you've never mentioned her. Like, why? She's so nice.
Was it really Daisy? A little baggy of shit too. Yeah, literally.
And you gave him ink too. You gave him like homemade ink or something. Or was that later?
India ink, so that he could give himself a tattoo, because I was giving myself certain parts at that time. He grabbed it from me like it was a drug dealer. The teachers like saw it. And like I was like, dude, now it looks like I'm literally giving you drugs. Like my teacher thinks I'm a drug dealer now.
Oh my god.
India ink.
Yeah. And then like throughout time, we just hung out because of
our friend
Darby.
Group.
Yeah, and our friend group too.
Well, I was gonna say I met you through Emily, and then I met you through Darby because we were in Playmakers together in freshman year.
I guess to give more like clarification context, Haley and I met because this one kid we ended up both dating in high school. He was bringing me discs back from Germany or something.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was like when YouTube just started your relationship at the time, and I don't know, he's just giving it to me because him and I were like flirting before you guys were together, and then he gave her the gift, and I remember being like, oh, that's your girlfriend, and being like, this is
literally imagine, and now we're friends. Literally the fact that,
oh, that's not even the worst of it, baby.
Okay,
there's so much more too.
Yeah, there's so much more, because like we've all hated each other at some point.
Yeah, but that they always say you never, oh, the person, well, you're not really like good friends unless you've hated them in the past.
Yeah,
and it's the absolute truth,
because like me and you like knew each other in middle school, but like I did not like you. We like stopped being friends after Italy because I was friends with her.
See, I never really like hated you, Oscar. I don't ever remember like having like, a hatred for you.
I didn't
remember it.
I didn't hate you either. It was just anger because I was like, because of what you said. It was,
I'm sure we stopped being friends for a while, and then
because
like,
of something so stupid. Yeah. So
I'm getting
stupid.
Really mad at Haley. Like I remember like hating you for a while, but that was also from outside factors.
Same.
Yeah.
Yep. And like just.
But literally the
somebody
fact.
Was constantly lying about situations.
When like it was all just a misunderstanding, like between the two of you,
yeah,
it was a misunderstanding.
Us, it was a misunderstanding, and I felt like I was trying to do the right thing, but also it was just hard because of like I felt manipulated at the same time. So it was, and I wanted to do the right thing, and it was just like I felt like I was being fucking fucked both ways, and it wasn't fun. Like it was horrible. I guess from an outside perspective, me and Taylor were like, I feel like we were pretty good friends. At the time.
Yeah, we were
friends at the time.
We were all chill when you guys were dating.
Yeah. And like
all together.
Mm-hmm. And I remember we had language arts together. I remember class was always fun. But I remember the falling out of me and his relationship. It was very awkward later in time, time is going, it was just getting more awkward. And then I found out that you got with, that sounds weird, but you were together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was a very confused feeling, but eventually, like, time goes on and it's okay. And you learn to just understand it. And then I felt like I was manipulated and just some mistakes were made. And
some people slept together who shouldn't have slept together.
Yeah. And it was hard because I was misled into like different, like I
manipulated into like,
thinking that something was going to happen. We were going to get back together. Like, that he was unhappy because that's what he was saying at the time. And, like, you know. And even outer people, I guess, or people that were there were even asking about you two. And I was like, this feels wrong.
But like he was also telling you like, no, I'm not happy in the relationship, but I'm gonna break up with her, like all that bullshit. And then did not break up with her. So.
And just like how the whole night led, like little details too. It was.
I don't hold any grudges against it because we're all fucking high schoolers. I feel like we're all.
Shit
like,
happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, and like we were all so stupid. I thought I knew everything. And
everybody's
like,
dumb.
I know, like teenagers, if you're listening to this, you're dumb. And that's not like an insult. Like it's just your brain is not fully developed. And like as
one day,
like as a technically still a teenager, as a 19-year-old, I don't know shit. I know nothing. Zero, nada. I am just the dumbest dumb on the planet, and I'm struggling. I just like, I don't know. I was so I knew everything in high school, but no, I was so wrong. I thought I knew. I thought I could fucking make the world turn, but no, bitch. Like, that's not how that works.
All right. Well, I guess my side is now.
Oh, Lord.
So it was actually really interesting. So I think it was the week after the whole situation happened. Because leading up to that, constantly it was very like, no, I hate Haley. Like, Haley's like this awful person. They kept saying a lot of like negative things about you to make me think like you were the bad person in the relationship. Like, you were the dumb. That's as most manipulative people do.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Like, all my exes are crazy. Like, that line.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally, if anybody ever says all my exes are crazy, run. Run very fast. Mm-hmm. Literally, mm-hmm. I straight up tell people, like, I've only had one relationship. It was bad on both sides.
Yeah, and especially like, if they talk shit about their ex and constantly do it.
I don't even think about him. I'm
like,
sorry.
No.
Like, it's not, I don't hate anybody. I just don't think about you.
I was in the mindset already of just being against you.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Understandable.
I do believe it was, like, a weak act of reason. He texted me one day, and he's like, what would you do if I was raped? And I was like, I guess it would really depend. Like, I don't know. I'm a fucking, like, what, 16-year-old? I've never, like, dealt with that situation before. I don't know.
At that time, it's still like, I would tell an adult. Like,
I talked to my mom.
Yeah. Like, I would tell a teacher.
And
I don't
know.
Just
to clarify with people, he has apologized and I did not. He confirmed that he did not. I did not rape him. Obviously, I did not. If we go into real detail, bitch, no, he didn't.
And so he asked me that. I just out of the blue and then never, like, really, like, there is nothing else like leading to that, and I made the connection like months later about him asking me that. But then one day I was just sitting in algebra class, and my friend in algebra, who I talk with every day, she like asked me, she's like, "Yo, did you hear that like Haley and so and so hooked up?" And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "What the fuck? No." And I think she showed me a video, or like, no, because then I just ended up messaging you, I think. And then I went to the back, bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
I was so dramatic. I took off the necklace he gave me and I texted him and I was like, do you even love me?
Literally a vibe.
Yeah, I was the one that sent you the video to confirm it.
So dramatic.
I was like, do you want proof? And you're like, yeah, I do. And I had it because I feel like in my brain at the time, I was like, I'm going to record every fucking bit of this because if you don't remember this shit, there you go, bud.
Yeah.
That was a good choice on your part. Like, smart. Yeah. But then I guess I remember, like, I just didn't want to be in a relationship with him because I was like, mm-hmm. that's fucking gross to do to me. And like, obviously you're putting me through a lot right now. So no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then, he ended up, claiming that you raped him, that he was drunk at the party, and that I even ended up, like, talking to some of his really close friends who were at the party, and I'm sure you know who I'm talking about, and I remember asking him, and I was like, yo, be very honest with me, like, what happened that night, and his friend was like, yeah, Haley was just following him around, and, like, following him everywhere, and, like, not leaving him alone and like all this kind of stuff, and like we tried getting her away from him and like all this shit, like they were covering his fucking ass. And I was like, but I guess like what even happened after that? I guess I just like then was like, or yeah, John, he convinced me to like get back with him, and I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, like this is like love, and it was like my second relationship I was ever in, and so like I don't know, young dumb yeah. stupid. That's kind of where the whole like friend group divided, I think, because we used to all hang out like together, like in a circle, like sophomore year before class every day, and like we'd all go like hang out and chill together. And then after that point, it all came crashing down. Like we all got divided, and
it was crap.
Yeah, it literally. I feel like after. Like freshman year, everybody just kind of divided into like these little groups, and like you didn't move very much from group to group unless you were popular or the only out gay kid in the entire school.
Right, I or moved. Just floater.
Yeah, like honestly. I felt like the floater most of the time because like I floated from so many friend groups. I was like, I started with some weird fucking kids.
Oh, and then I didn't know.
Yeah, and then I made my way into, like, the popular crowd, and I was like, I'm just gonna stay here.
Yeah, it's the crowd that you fit in more with.
Yeah, well, I mean, popular crowd is in, like, y'all. Like, this group.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the cool
like,
kids.
We were, like, popular, but, like, not, like...
We were very well known, I guess. Yeah. Everybody was like, I know who they are. They're cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Which is weird awesome. To think about that, like that we were those kids for a bit.
Yeah, I know. Like it's weird to think that I was a popular kid. I didn't feel like a popular kid. Either. I felt like a lonely kid.
For the rest of like his and I relationship, I definitely was against you guys and hated you guys because I was under this mentality for a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And I dumped him. And then like a few weeks later, he was like, I made the choice. And I finally came to the conclusion that I do want to be with you. And I was like, I don't.
Yeah. I'm like, relationships require two people, bitch. You're on your own.
Yeah.
And so we broke up for a while. And then we kept doing the weird, stupid talking thing. Because I was like, I don't want to let go. And like, even when we were in Europe, I was still talking to him. And then I think after Europe is when I was finally like,
But yeah, after that, eventually me and Taylor talked it like, no. This is what happened. I had that feeling of like, we're like, I don't feel uncomfortable around her anymore. Like not uncomfortable to a point where like that uncomfortable, just like, oh my God, I'm nervous, anxious, uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Because like there's tea, there's things.
The tension.
Yes, a lot of tension. But then eventually that.
Aggressive too.
Yeah, for no reason. Literally for no reason.
I was so mad and angry.
I was so hurt because I was like, oh my God, fuck. But I was also so angry.
Can we talk about on the way back from Italy when like literally that plane, the three plane rides that we were on just completely broke Taylor and I.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. Well, at least from my perspective, it did. What? I don't know. It was just like, it was 3 a.m. and none of us were in a good mood. And like, we just... Like, we were all so fucking, like, aggressive for no reason and, like, so passive aggressive, too. I'm like, fucking grow up. I should have just put my fucking AirPods in and just not talk to anybody.
I love that.
But, you know. Yeah, we're just fucking dumb high schoolers. Like, we were all 16. Like,
we even say some stupid shit sometimes, and it's just because we've had a long fucking day. It's early in the fucking morning, or we're just tired. You know, shit happens. But the day that we all, like,
got back together.
I remember being like, I'm over just being angry and like, I think.
Yeah.
When we connected again, we talked over. It wasn't like, what was happening? Like, it was either like.
I think it was selling.
Oh, yeah. You messaged us, I think.
I heard you guys had a falling out with me. I texted you and I was like, hey, if you guys like. Did I? I don't remember.
I can't remember if we texted or like I came up to you and we were just
I
like,
think you did end up texting us because like I didn't reply at first and then I was like I saw you and I was like let's just go talk to her
yeah because I think you texted him and
I wanted to reach out and be like hey like I'm here if you need anything or something shit like that
yeah
oh my God I had to take care of a dead mouse today I like tried picking it up and or like scooping it up and then it moved because it was still alive. I tried picking it up and like it moved and then I put it outside because I was like, I'm sorry, little buddy. And like I held it and like it was very emotional.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Holy fuck. Like I was like, you're dying in my house. Yeah. My house has a lot of spiders.
No, I'm so sorry. Spiders aren't allowed in my house.
I'm the spider killer here.
No, spiders are not allowed in my house. Literally, when we live together, none.
Dude, they're my fucking homies. I'm just like, leave it.
Literally, I don't care if you could leave it alive and just take it outside. I will cry.
I will stomp on it and kill it. I'm sorry.
It's so bad that like my body like physically reacts to it. Like just looking at it makes my whole body it sends like chills like through my whole body. It's disgusting and I hate them.
I like spiders. Like
I like them. Like I like the idea of them.
Love spiders.
Yeah, I just can't look at a real one. It's the way that they move. It's something about the way that they move. That's it's unnatural. It's just
it's our primal
weird.
Instincts that are like that's poison.
Yeah, well, and it's just like, ugh. Like anything that moves like that is not bad vibes. Bad vibes.
I get angry with millipedes and centipedes. Mm-hmm. Those ones I get like you're not supposed to move like that.
We should start our thing.
That's all you had to say. Let's get
literally
back into
this podcast is going to be 7 days long.
Literally.
You're gonna listen to it and it's gonna become your life.
let's get back into it.
But yeah, this section, I want to call it what you thinking, because we are going to take a deep dive into the mindsets of different people, mm-hmm. and like different situations.
Yes.
But yeah, so this was actually another one of Taylor's ideas, because me and Haley kind of realized last minute that we had thought of like interview questions for you, but nothing else. And like, we were like, fuck, we still have like probably an hour's worth of like footage that we need to like come up with.
Yeah.
And so we texted her, and this is what she wanted to talk about. So this is what we're talking about. Our first one. Yeah. I kind of want to dive into the mindset of the Aurora Hammer murder. Cause like,
oh yeah. Cause now, you mentioned it.
Like, we all know the story of it. Cause I mean, we learned it a couple weeks ago, actually. Yeah. And you were the one that suggested it. So like, should we just dive?
There was something more I wanted to talk about it. And I think in your guys' Reddit post, it left out a part of it.
Oh,
oh no.
Yeah, there's like no, but like the news articles that I was reading all conflicted with each other. So like, I didn't know what was true and what wasn't. And so I just like stuck to the Reddit thread, because like all of the news articles were like, oh, it was an old man. No, he was in his 20s. Oh no, he was in his 50s. Like, I'm like, what is happening?
So I guess the only information where I like heard about it, I didn't research it. I just ended up listening to another podcast about, because I was like, dude, I live in a big area. Like, there's like stuff in history about like this place. And so like, yeah. I wanted to listen about the murderers. And I don't remember the podcast name. I don't remember the name at all. I think mentioned a part of like how he switched up his weapon that he was using. And like, there is another string of murderers that they think were him. Oh. At the point, because all of his, the people that he kept trying to murder, like all kept surviving, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, oh shit, like maybe the hammer's not the way to go.
Yeah, maybe my dreams can't be realized in this way.
Right. It's like, oh shit, they all keep living. That's not
yeah.
So I think there's a whole other string of murders where it's not done by a hammer, but like he, like I think he was going in with like a knife or something. But like, even when he had, or a gun or something, even when he had the new weapon, some people kept surviving because he kept just.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Okay, so I didn't even hear about that in anything that I researched. And I researched that story for a long ass time. I worked on it for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe the ladies got it wrong off the podcast. I don't know.
I had never heard about this case, so it was really hard. And like, normally when I research true crime cases, there are like some true crime websites that I'll like research on. But like all of the information conflicted, like the information that I got from the FBI's website conflicted with the Reddit post, conflicted with the fucking news articles, conflicted with the true crime websites. And I was like, I don't know what is true.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if any of this is true. Like, I don't know. I think either the articles that I was reading were just some shoddy reporting, or there have been a lot of hammer murders in Aurora.
Yes.
because like the one article, it was they used the same name as the first victim, but they said he was in his 50s. And I was like, they would be in their 50s now, but when it happened, they were in their 20s. So I'm like, what the fuck?
But a lot, at some points they didn't have any good descriptions of the men, because you know, the victims are all suffering head trauma. So like, it was getting like, it wasn't known. And until, like, I don't remember her name, but the one murder where, like, they finally got, like, a clear description of the man.
Well, no, I mean, like, not, like, a description of him, but, like, no, I was talking about, like, the articles were saying the victims were 55 when it happened, and I was like, they're 55 now.
Oh! But
they were, like, in their very young, like, 20s when it happened. Basically, the string of events were all like random attacks. Some of them seemed sort of sexually motivated, but like, it also didn't seem like sexually motivated. It seemed like he got there and then it was available and he was like, well, I'm here, so
might as well.
Yeah. Like,
right.
And with like all of like with the stuff he took, it was always just stuff that was on the person and just like close and nearby and just like quick, like grab it and go. Like he seemed very like, to me, like when I was reading the story, it seemed like someone who was really good at hiding it, but when it came out, it just came out. And then like they would immediately, like after they were done, they'd go back to their normal self and be like, all right, sick, I need to get out of here. Like,
yeah,
like I think it was somebody who, well, actually, no, because the guy that they have right now was somebody who was on the run at the time. But even so, I think he was still like mainly trying to hide. But then, like, this was like his stress relief or something. Like, it seemed just so like random and nonchalant. Like, it doesn't seem like.
So this one, I don't know. I watched a lot of like the psychology shit about like psychopaths and like sociopaths.
Yeah.
And there's a lot, like there's a really interesting like psychology behind it with some of the cases of, this is how I view a lot of like murderers, I guess now, like serial killers. That, well, first off, during the period of the time of when this was happening in Aurora, that was like, it was all new developing like suburbs where it's supposed to be like the safe communities, and like, you know, like the area of Denver was starting to get big, and so like it was scarier things, so it was like the outside of Denver, so it was nice.
Oh yeah, because like in the story, the last murder, like the main one, the family murder, they were just like surrounded by like empty houses because they were finished, but they hadn't been sold.
Okay.
So it's like they were literally just on this empty block. Like that would be horrific.
Yeah.
Which also would explain why nobody heard any screaming, because like the two adults were definitely awake while this was going on. So you'd think there would be screaming, because like if the dad woke up and went to the stairs to attack him, he would have woken up his wife. And then his wife would have been like waiting, heard the commotion, and then would have started screaming when the guy came in. So it's like kind of makes sense of like nobody reported anything because there was no one to hear it. It also makes sense why he would, like someone on the run would hide there.
Yeah. Right.
Because exactly. because there are victims around, but not enough to get you caught.
Right.
Yeah.
And with a lot of like the mentality about these like killers as well, is the fact that like it's like an itch that they have to like scratch because it's like something that they just want to do. It's something that they like. So
it seems like and a compulsion.
They switch into this different mindset basically, and like shut off everything else in the world. And like, I think this one is like, I think this one, the dude, like, just really wanted to kill. Like, I think that's genuinely what he wanted. Because, like, the thrill of, like, knowing that people would just leave their houses unlocked, like, ready for him just to walk in. And, like, it makes it so easy because they feel safe. And, like, just, I think that mentality takes over.
That's well, so and, crazy. Like,
I feel like with him, he got, like, I don't know if he even, like, really meant to kill the first two couples. Like it seemed like, because I mean, like they had a concussion and like a fractured skull or something, like not anything like super serious. Like, I mean, like they went to the hospital, but like they didn't get like facial reconstruction surgery, like
right, but it was his first.
Yeah, but I think what he was doing was like testing the waters and then just getting more and more violent, because like the last one was gruesome
to get the fix and get the thrill, because like if you you know, it's like you keep doing the same thing consistently, like you're gonna get sick of it, so you gotta like spice it up or whatever.
Yeah, it's not like Jeffrey Dahmer, how like he just did the same thing over and over again. Yeah. But like he like just kept ramping it up of like, oh okay, well like I beat somebody, that's sick, but like I want to go farther. And then he the second girl, he beat the fuck out of her and then sexually assaulted her. And he was like, that was cool, but now I want to go further. And then he killed somebody and sexually assaulted them. And then he killed a whole family and sexually assaulted two of them.
Yep.
Like, horrific. The fact that he just kept, like, ramping it up and up and up. What about the murders that happened after that they think are tied? Like, did they get worse?
I think they were both just cases of, like, somebody
This is hard for me to remember. I could totally be very wrong. I think they just mentioned, like, there's another bundle of, like, murders that happened to families with different weapons in, like, the same time frame and, like, the same area that they think could be linked to it, which I think was just, like, that was all, like, the middle, like, because didn't he do these murders, like, pretty close together? Like, it was more of a spree, like, every weekend is basically what he was doing or something.
Yeah.
The spree that I talked about was like 14 days. And then I think he like dropped off for a while. Right. And then there was probably another, like the bundle that you're talking about was probably a bit further out because the guy that they have now, he actually attacked a couple in Vegas because he broke out of prison in Vegas and attacked a couple there after his prison break. And then they think that he went up to Colorado, did these attacks, and then he got re-caught and he's been in prison this whole time.
Good.
And now they're just piecing it together of like, yeah, he did the, because he did the exact same thing in Vegas. He attacked a couple with a hammer in Vegas.
Right.
And like, they didn't die, but he beat them like in their house. And so like, they think that he just went up to Colorado to like,
get away.
Just do it more and like also get away from the police.
Yeah.
Hide a little bit, but then he probably couldn't control himself because he kept having that like
itch for it.
Yeah.
There's, oh my God, I need to figure out what the show is that I watched that like talks about this because like it is, it now like has shifted my way of like how I view it. I view it as like an addiction almost, but like,
or like almost like OCD of like it's a compulsion and they just can't control it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Better way to put it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, even with OCD, like, cause I mean, there are plenty of serial killers who have been remorseful and like,
had to shown, like, recoup.
Yeah. And like, well, and also like shown that like it hurts them to do it, but like OCD, you know that your compulsions are nonsense. You know that like washing your hands 100 times in a row is not going to get you anywhere but bleeding hands, but it's not going to stop you from doing it. Like, you have no control. Like, it just does it anyways. And so it could be something like that where like some serial killers are like, I don't want to do this. This is horrific. Like, why would I do this to somebody? And then they just don't have any option. And then they just like, they have to.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
What if there's just like a primal part of us that just like loves killing things for like the hunt of it? Like evolutionarily, and maybe just some people just like tap into that.
I could never.
Like, some people are just born like more tapped into that.
I was literally talking about this like 2 days ago to my roommate about
literally
how, like, murdering and like that kind of stuff is literally, it's just our primal. It's like, it's human nature, like, of like, whatever we evolved from. Like, it was like,
because like, evolutionarily, having that compulsion would make sense because, like, with intelligent beings, even when we were hunters and gatherers, like, way, way back, we were still, like, semi-intelligent and, like, I'm sure they still had similar emotions to what we had with, like, such developed brains, and I'm sure they didn't want to, like, go and out and murder a shit ton of animals, but I think that we evolved with that piece of us that's okay with doing it because they had to do it to survive. And the people that had that piece of them had children and passed it on.
Yeah.
And I think that's just like a part of all of us. And I hope eventually it just kind of evolves out because violence no longer serves a purpose evolutionarily. Like, it doesn't, it gets you nowhere and fast.
Yeah.
See, I'm always like stuck on like the fact that I think it's always going to be a part of us because it is like, it's, I feel like it's unnatural for our species to be like peaceful with one another. And that's why there's still like war and shit. And why, like, I think it's going to do stuff, but I really like, I like your way a lot better.
Yeah. Well, like with
evolved out,
like with artificial selection, like we do it in animals, we do it in like dogs and cats, of things that people want become more prominent because they evolve them to be on purpose. I think humans, like, might be, I hope they are, tending in this evolutionary direction of we're moving into an intelligent species. Like, we are gaining, like, kind of space-bound intelligence, and that kind of ramps us up a bit on like the species scale. And I think that in doing that, like, because even in modern society, violence serves no purpose. If you go out and murder somebody for no reason, it's only going to get you either murdered back or arrested and then in prison. So like the people who have that in them, I think are slowly kind of like being evolved out of the species, because we are like, as a species, saying like, we don't want this. So I think that after a while, if it is something like in our brain, it'll eventually just disappear. And like, because the people that are having children don't have that. They've evolved out of it. They don't murder people. They aren't like being violent towards each other. But the next one I put is, why do women have to adjust for the actions of men? And just like the mindset of like believing that like, oh, sexual assault is an issue. Like one in four women have been sexually assaulted, so we need to put a curfew on women. I'm like, no, you need to put a curfew on men.
Right. So this topic I'm very forward about. I'm a very, I use she them pronouns, but I definitely like identify more as a woman. I definitely claim I'm a very like strong-willed, educated woman, and a lot of times I'm undermined by men, and I'm like, I'm not going to literally give you the
literally.
Me too. Me freaking too, dude. Like this, like time apart from like, I feel like this dating life that everybody has, like I've taken a huge break. Like I've never ever in my life have been so disconnected with that part of myself, and like I've never, and well, like, and to, like the realize... way I think about it too.
Yeah, but like to realize your own personal value outside of a relationship kind of shows you that like, oh, that's disrespectful. Like, why the fuck do you get to do that to me? Like,
and like
you don't get to do that.
Hearing both sides too, because like I'm watching Grey's Anatomy right now, and like you're hearing somewhat of Derek's side, and then somewhat you're hearing Meredith's side, and like
and
I don't know, just sometimes it just seems like too stressful for me, like just to think about like, oh my god, I dated in high school.
I mean, like that's overly dramatic. Like Grey's Anatomy is not not a good example.
I'm just saying, it's just like a thought in my head lately. Yeah.
I feel like when you spend your entire life like in and out of relationships, you kind of learn that like this behavior is acceptable because everybody does it. And but to like realize your own personal value and be like, I don't need you. So the things that I don't like can be snipped off, or you can be snipped off. So like, that's your option.
Period. And don't settle.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, be fucking picky. Like I have been like, I can tell very, like a lot of like minor toxic traits really easy. At least I think I can. And like, I consider them so much more now, and I'm just like, nope, never mind. Like
same. Yeah. Literally same.
Cut the camera. But what I was gonna say is that being able to like realize like your self-worth and like really discover who you are and what your wants are and what your like level of respect and like boundaries are, like shows you growing as a person and like developing your own self outside of like gotta be in a relationship, gotta like
find somebody you have,
and like
to
you gotta fit in, and you gotta do your classwork, and like I don't know. Like, I've never really been like in relationships a lot. I've had one like semi-serious relationship. And like, it took me until like very recently to kind of realize that like, I don't deserve anything less. Like, if I get with a man and he's willing to like learn and grow with me, that is perfect. Because like, I get that not everybody's going to be perfect all the time, but like, as long as you're willing to like learn from mistakes and like grow together, then I'm down. And I mean, like that has some caveats, but like it depends on like what we're learning about. Yep. If you're learning about how not to abuse someone, you can learn that on my curb. So
literally,
but if you're learning, about like things that are just kind of small and like disrespectful, that I'd be like, just don't do it again.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Or just like try to break the habit of doing it. Like,
because
a lot of disrespectful things I feel like are just out of habit, and like, we don't even realize that we're doing them ourselves. So you have to like really pay attention and like realize that, like, that's a microaggression. Like, that's really, like, that to the wrong ears, that could be really aggressive. So, like, yeah. You just need to stop saying it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
True. I feel like we can dive so much
more. Then continue. Let's continue.
Because this is a topic that I feel like a lot of people need to hear. Like, especially coming from where we came from, we have experienced so much shit from the men who think they have literally the audacity of having an opinion
on a woman's body or anything literally about a woman,
about like our lives. Like,
yeah, the kind of people who
judgment
like
judgment that is casted from the men of that state to like women, where what they do, like every dude
what
that
what they look like, what they smell like, what anything
that they have about themselves. Everybody else's opinion and, or up everybody else's mind in that state, which I get quite a few arguments with people. They don't start off as arguments. I try to make them like respectful, just conversations. But they turn them being like, "Oh, you probably support like Cardi B with that WAP song, huh?" And I'm like,
"What is that supposed to mean?" Okay.
Yeah, I love WAP.
I love WAP.
How? Well, they use it as like, oh, you want to band Baby It's Cold Outside because it's like creepy and like doesn't have consent. But yet you like blast WAP by Cardi B all the time.
It's consensual. She made that song about her own pussy. Sorry.
Yeah, leave her fuck alone.
Literally. Amen.
Like if she wrote that song and she feels comfortable doing it.
Like,
yeah,
we hung out with our friend today and he's never heard the song Pussy Talk, and he was like, and she's literally saying this pussy talk English, Spanish, and French. Yeah, like, literally. Bitch, if she wants to talk about her bilingual pussy, leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah, she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
And people
are a strong woman who doesn't give a
literally fuck. And to mention this, freaking people were saying that like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's performance at the Grammys was so inappropriate, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Literally, what's fucked up is like there are male rappers who sing songs about only getting their dick wet.
Yeah,
and
or getting their dick sucked, and like
and like girls' pussy too.
And they can perform that live, and they don't get 70,000 dislikes. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
That's ridiculous. Just the weird thing.
It's just that weird American mindset, or not American mindset, but it's just that weird like societal mindset that we've been so accustomed to, where it's like men's opinions matter the most, and like adjust yourself so that they're like okay with
yeah.
They can like agree with it and what they're comfortable with, but like fuck
you
that.
literally notice if you walk straight at a white straight man, he will not move. He will walk right into you.
Like, the world owes them everything.
Yeah.
And like, I get that they're not like, it's not something that everybody's doing like consciously or on purpose, but like, it is a thing that is a pattern of like, when I see a beautiful woman of color like walking towards me at Walmart, me and her will separate. We'll like walk around each other respectfully. If I'm walking towards like an old white man, bitch, I just get out of the way, or I will turn around and go down the other aisle and like go around them entirely.
Yes.
Like, and like, woman school shooters or something. Like,
I know
the statistics on certain things are just kind of too much for richer white men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally, like Kesha's song, Rich White Straight Men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard that song.
It's beautiful. You should listen to it.
It's a little funky, but I love the message.
The message behind it is just gorgeous. This is actually another topic that is actually linked to this, and I think we should talk about, is another thing that men, and this is, tends to be kind of all men,
role
of majority, is they expect women to be like hairless.
Oh,
but
I fucking
they have never, ever, 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 ever even considered grooming their body hair ever. And I'm like,
I had the realization the other day, or was it yesterday? I can't remember. It was a few days ago. Someone literally explained, and I like, for some reason, it just drilled into my brain finally. Like, I finally got it. It was like, men want this shaven, soft, short, petite, small,
hairless. Like
hairless, yeah. doll, like young looking like freaking person. And it's like, that's a child. That's a fucking child.
Or a doll.
Yeah, literally.
It's plastic. Like,
you want to be fake. Hairless like a fucking kid? Like, the only time humans yeah. are like hairless is when they come out of like the womb.
Yes.
And are yeah. well, and literal children.
And like, my perspective on it as like being a gay man, but like when I'm in relationships, like I keep myself cleaned up and I expect them as to as well. Like, you don't have to be like completely hairless, but like I expect to like
yeah
be like trimmed and like nice. Like,
yeah, you don't see me commenting on your freaking ball hair.
Yeah,
like come at me.
Literally,
like
I'm kind of really like, dude, honestly, I don't care. Like I'm growing out like my armpit hair for the first time in a long time. Like, and so now like my mentality has kind of changed on like body hair, because I'm like, dude, I just want like I want hair there.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
if honestly, I understand if you don't get to shaving, like, or if you've never shaven. I'm just like,
okay,
it's
yeah.
It's
just, well, I'm like,
humans.
Yeah.
Our next one that I have written down is a doozy, so let's buckle up.
Oh, Lord.
The people, get ready. The people who stormed the Capitol.
QAnon?
What the fuck happened there? Who did, why? Like, how do you just think, like, yeah, I have every right to just walk up in the Capitol building, like, I don't care what happens. That's still a high security building and you're just not allowed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, over a fucking president.
Also, that's
shit.
How democracy works. Like, I'm sorry.
The thing that I guess really blows my mind about that incident is, so I'm not super well versed on politics. I'm not going to act like I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one thing that really kind of just shows me fucking America's like patterns is the fact that like, the fact that there's a group of Trumpers with QAnon that like stormed the Capitol doesn't fucking surprise me that much. Like, I'm kind of like, okay, that like fits, you know, it fits the fucking glove.
Yeah.
But what's like blows my mind about it is the police, or I guess the repercussions.
Mm-hmm. There were none.
Yeah.
They actually, I was very like surprised by the fact that they used like the facial scanners and facial recognition to like,
yeah, I am surprised
as they did to the riots. So that made it seem like very equal. But the aggression from the police,
yeah,
Black Lives Matter, like parades and movements,
dude,
yeah,
to when they were literally storming the Capitol
is unreal.
I'm sorry. Yeah, literally, like,
fucking real,
and I don't
dude.
Care what you have to say. Like, I don't care who you think started it, because, like, let me tell you, it was most probably the police during, like, the BLM movement.
Yes.
Like, no matter who started it, the police still have no right to physically attack, like, people unless they are physically attacking them. Like, if I'm running down the street, you don't get to shoot me. Like,
and,
like,
seriously?
The fact that when we are protesting for, and most of us peacefully protesting for like civil rights and like equity instead of equality, because like, fuck equality, like we need equity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And like the fact that they physically attacked hundreds of thousands of people and then 10,000 people just decide to walk into the Capitol building and they're with actual like assault rifles. And not a single bullet was fired. And you want to know why? Because they knew that that crowd would shoot back. And BLM crowds did not shoot back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. Like, they knew that, like, once the rubber bullets would start flying, the real ones would start flying.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why. Like, I honestly think that's why they didn't do anything. And, like,
that makes sense.
And, like, we're with BLM movements, they knew that like most of us are not going to come to a protest armed. Like, that's not what if you're going to a protest armed, yeah, if you're going to a protest armed, you're not protesting.
You're
like that's, you're not doing it. That's not it. Going to a protest should be, I am dedicating my time and my effort and my energy to fucking like raise awareness of something and like try to get it changed. Like, we want this done, not I want to be armed. That's not the right mentality. And that's why, like, with the protests, sorry, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see them, but with the protests of about the mask mandates during COVID, I'm like, that's not a protest. Yeah, but I'm like, that's not a protest. You don't show up to your fucking Capitol building with assault rifles. That's not a protest. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Exactly. That's not.
Yeah. Like, you don't walk on your way to the protest. You go keys, wallet. You don't go gun. Like, that's not on your list.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even bring in your wallet to a protest. Like,
honestly, yeah. I'd be like, okay, keys, some snacks, maybe some emergency supplies in case I get fucking pepper sprayed.
Like, beaten by a cop, you know?
Yeah. Period. Like, some snacks and a first aid kit. Like, sick. That's my protest bag. Not gun. Not gun.
Stolas, no gun. That's enough. He is crying over there.
He's literally in the background just going. He gets his dinner time is in 13 minutes.
That's all. Literally.
His dinner is at 5 every single day and he knows it.
And 2, 3.
You always try to go
opposite
up.
Whenever you start.
Yeah. Literally, we are two sides of the same brain. We each have one hemisphere.
One brain cell.
Yeah, we just work together. Our corpus callosum is spiritual.
What?
It's the thing that connects your two brain hemispheres.
Jesus Christ. I just got lightheaded trying to think about what that word was.
I learned it from Grey's Anatomy. Anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed because we really fucking did. Like, this was such a fun conversation with you.
Yeah, this was a fun time.
I know. Yes. Literally, you're coming back on.
Yeah. Because no matter if peers want it or not, or our listeners want it or not, you're coming back. Anyways,
we hope you guys enjoyed this fucking crazy conversation that we had with our lovely friend Taylor.
Yes.
I have no clue how long we've recorded for 4 hours. Literally 4 hours. We started around 1:30. It's now 4:55. But yeah, we love you guys. What were you going to say?
We will see you later.
We will see you later. If you guys want to see more of us, definitely go check out the website, whatwethinkinpodcast.com.
Check out our social media, What We Thinkin on Instagram,
Twitter,
and our YouTube, Austin and Haley.
We have a Facebook, but we don't ever use it.
We have a Patreon.
Yeah, we do. Go check out the Patreon. If you want to look at Taylor's beautiful fucking face.
And her cute ass outfit.
Yeah, and her cute ass outfit. You can go check it out on Patreon.
And her fails with her phone, too.
Yeah. But yeah, we have bonus content up there, exclusive content, video podcasts, early access to stuff. So go check it out.
Yes. And Taylor, do you want to shout out your account?
Yeah. Like what's your Instagram?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Also, you need to go check out your guys' website.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to follow my Instagram, it's like, I believe it's garbage.palekid right now.
I love that.
So that would be
SoundCloud if you want to go listen to my playlists.
Yeah, I love she that. Makes good playlists. She has good taste in music.
Yes, she does.
I love your playlists.
I love that.
They are like literally your 90s rock femme. It's so much fun.
Yes.
It's so specific, but it's so much fun. But yeah, you should go check out Taylor because she's lovely.
Awesome. She's amazing. She's wonderful, beautiful.
We all just have different. Yeah, yeah. We love you too. And we love everybody that's listening. Yes. And goodbye.
Goodbye. We love you. Goodbye.
Our intros and outros are always the most awkward events on the planet. Yes. Like,